This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Other breaking news today, of course, is the publication of a letter sent by the chairwoman, whatever they say, Ann Malik, head of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, to DEQ, basically saying, get out of here. We're not going to compromise with the city on this water plan. And so we don't need the DEQ coming here to try to get us to compromise because the county's saying they're not going to compromise. Dee Dee Smith joins me live in studio. She's with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan and one of the leading citizens who has really educated us all and done a lot of work here as a citizen activist, the end result of which I think is has really changed this whole debate since the original plan was developed in 2006. Dee Dee, tell me, first of all, what exactly does the letter say? What is it? Because the county is really here to the state, to the DEQ. They are explicitly stating their views and their position in the water debate.
Yes, and actually this is a letter in response to the DEQ's offer to come to this city, to come to the city of Charlottesville and Albemarle and facilitate a resolution to this debate. And basically the county is saying, no thanks. We don't want you to come because we're not compromising. There's just choice quotes in this letter basically saying it would be disingenuous to invite them because that would suggest that there's room for compromise. And, quote, there is none.
That's a quote from
the
county.
That's a quote from the letter to the DEQ.
There is no room for compromise.
There is none.
Haven't they been given some indication up until now that there was some room for compromise?
Well, that's what's so ironic here is that, you know, why didn't they say this earlier? They have suggested that there would be, they at least recognize that the city has ownership and has a right to some compromise alternatives, but up to now, there has been at least some suggestion that they would at least talk to the city, and that seems to be gone.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Now, what's your reaction to this?
Well, you know, as I was quoted in the paper saying, the irony here is that the county has held up the DEQ as a threat just even recently, saying the DEQ will not allow us to do anything else. We have a permit, and no other alternative will satisfy it. And
so, yeah, we've heard the same thing from Tom Frederick, the head of the supposedly nonpartisan, the guy who doesn't take sides, but he's obviously carrying water for county interests at the RWSA, and he's been one of the folks constantly saying, you know, look out for the boogeyman DEQ.
Exactly.
Bring him to town here, and they'll tell
so
you.
So now,
what.
When the DEQ says they're willing to come and talk to everybody, the county says, no, thanks. We don't need you here. I mean, but we've seen this pattern all along, is that when there has been an opportunity for new information, for sitting down and really thinking about alternatives.
For new input, fresh eyes on the data, right. All that kind of stuff.
Exactly, particularly with studies.
Yeah.
And they've said, no, don't do that.
The county
don't
has,
look
yeah.
at how, you know, don't look at our demand analysis. Don't re-ask these questions. And the city, to their credit, has gone ahead in several cases and just commissioned these or paid for these studies. And new information has come forward that does not support the county's position. So, I mean, you can see why they don't want new information. But this is just beyond the pale, this letter. The fact that they have just come out and said, nope, we don't even want to talk.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. The phone lines are open for you, 977-1070. Your reaction to this news breaking today that the County Board of Supervisors has sent the Department of Environmental Quality in Richmond a letter basically saying, no thanks, we don't want your input. I guess unless it would be to tell the city that to do right. what the county wants to do.
But clearly that's not what they think is going to happen, or else they would be happy for the DEQ to come. I mean, as I said in the paper today, the real crime here is that nobody, not the county, and I haven't even heard the city, who I'm very supportive of the city's efforts here, but even the city has not revealed, and I don't actually think they know how much this is going to cost their ratepayers. And now I say that because city ratepayers will pay a different rate than county ratepayers, and it's called a cost share agreement. And we don't know what that is yet. I mean, we're talking from 0 to 100%. I mean, we're talking about a $142 million project. This is a huge piece of information that is unknown at this point.
The final cost of what? Yeah, we don't know what it's going to cost, and we don't know what it's going to do to our rates.
Yeah, they have an estimate for the total cost, which is probably off by, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100%. But even that said, how much each jurisdiction will pay is a huge factor. I mean, it's really huge. And let's keep in mind that this is being paid for not through taxes, but through rates. It's the most regressive way to pay for a project of this size. There's no adjustment for income. Half the county won't pay anything because they're on wells.
But nearly all the folks in the city will. Because who in the city is on a well?
Nobody.
So, I mean, per capita, per whatever, however you want to figure it, the burden is going to fall on the city to pay for this thing, which is going to benefit the county because the city doesn't need this water.
Exactly.
The county
and
does.
Which is, of course, why the city council has, listened to our arguments and paid for the studies that they have is because they have the most to lose. And let's also keep in mind that these are city assets. The city owns virtually all of the resources that we're talking about, giving up or, destroying or adding on to.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dee Dee Smith, and we're talking about a letter that was sent from the County of Albemarle to Mr. David Paler, the director of the Department of Environmental Quality in Richmond, where the Board of Supervisors, speaking for Albemarle County, says, we do not wish you to come here and facilitate any kind of public meeting between the county and the city. It says, quote, local discussions are continuing at this time. Albemarle County stands solidly behind this community's approved and fully permitted water supply plan. We support no compromise of the approved and permitted water supply plan in the belief that to do so would compromise the county's future.
What kind of local discussions are those when they say, but we're not going to budge? That's not a discussion.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Frank is with us, and he is in Charlottesville. Frank, thank you for the call. Always great to have you on the program. You go right ahead.
Yes, I am in Charlottesville and certainly will be affected by this, as other people will. I think we need to realize that everything that the county does having to do with the city reflects back on their disgust about the revenue sharing agreement, and they are not going to come to the table about anything until the city comes to the table about the revenue sharing agreement, and perhaps they could do that and agree to some cap on the revenue sharing agreement, just something, and then I think you would see other things move forward between the city and county. And I just wonder what your opinion on this is, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend, buddy. Thank you so much for the call. So Dee Dee, Frank says this is just the water situation. It's just yet another negotiation ongoing between the city and the county. And he thinks all of these negotiations have something to do. There's some cloud hanging over all of them because of the revenue sharing agreement from the early 1980s.
And Frank, you may be right, but nobody's saying that out loud. And if that's true, I mean, they have nothing to do with each other. It's certainly not a fair way to play, if you will, to hold one disagreement over another.
And Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris has said on the record in this studio more than once that he would be perfectly willing to have a conversation to allow the city to annex this commercial land and get rid of that agreement and just go back to what they were doing before if the county wants to give them that land and allow them to access that, because they're only getting a fraction of the commercial value of the land that they would otherwise had gotten before the law changed and they couldn't annex and all that fun stuff. Peter joins the program. He's in Charlottesville as well. Peter, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I've been reading in the Daily Progress often about some of the Board of Supervisors, like Ken Boyd in particular, saying it just isn't worth having conversations with the city because the city will never really move forward on these projects. And it just seems like the Board of Supervisors has been complaining that the city doesn't want to cooperate on issues like Meadow Creek Parkway. That's my project that I'm mostly interested in. But they're always claiming that there isn't a basis for a conversation, and it's just not worth having this conversation with the city. And so now the county is kind of fallen into the same thing that they've been criticizing. They're saying, we're done. We've made our decisions, and we don't really want to discuss them anymore. I'm just wondering how this is, whether this is just about the water program, or this is just the conversation. I guess the last caller talking about the revenue sharing agreement, but is this just city county sniping that when one group has a proposal that they would like to talk about, the other one doesn't, then somebody's going to play hardball here and kind of close the curtain on the conversation. I just don't know where we can go if we can't get to the table. And I think that if I have an opportunity, if there's any of those Board of Supervisors out there, I hope that they will change their mind and come to the table and have a good conversation about this issue.
Peter, thank you for the call. I appreciate the input, and it's a terrific point. I mean, where can you go if you have a whole local government saying, no, we're not going to talk anymore.
Right.
We're going to take our
right.
ball and go home, and you better do what we want you to do. It's basically what they're saying. It's, you know, our way or the highway. It's, you know, we're not gonna deal with you. And yet on the other side, you have people like Dave Norris, who have spent the last few years really studying these numbers. And I don't think there's anybody here that knows this water situation better than he does, from everybody I've talked to for years. He's been studying this thing. They've authorized more studies, and he's sitting back looking at it thinking, you know what, all these assumptions that were in place 4 years ago when they came up with this plan, we've since gone back and studied all these things, and we realized they were all wrong.
Right.
And they based that 2006 plan on assumptions we now know are false. So it's a false plan.
It is. And
so he's trying to figure out. And also very motivated by, you know, I don't want to screw all the people in Charlottesville with all these jacked up water rates to pay for growth in the county. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's exactly what's going on here, you know. And I've said that many times. And so so he goes to the DEQ and says, hey, can you help us? Because we've learned a whole lot in the last few years. We want to try to figure out a compromise here. And then the county says, no. Right. We're not going to compromise at all. We don't want any more. Well, they haven't said they don't want any more discussions. They don't want any more discussions that involve DEQ.
Or compromise.
Or compromise.
They're fine with discussion as long as the city agrees to their plan. And I mean, and you do see a similarity. You see it with the Meadow Creek Parkway. You see it with a lot of these discussions. And I would ask you, when was the last time the county compromised on one of these large projects to their disadvantage and to the advantage of the city? I mean, cooperation and compromise is a two-way street.
Well, with the Meadow Creek Parkway, it certainly didn't compromise. In fact, they went back on their word.
Exactly.
I mean, there was an agreement that the Meadow Creek Parkway would be, it was actually an agreement between the county, the university, and the city. It was called the three-party agreement back in the 90s. And it was an agreement that the Meadow Creek Parkway would be just one element in a whole constellation of regional communication improvements, and that it would come after overpasses on 29, a western bypass, and an eastern bypass, eastern connector. After that, it would be built, and the county went back on all of those other agreements.
Exactly. So this argument that somehow it is tied to cooperation or past insult. These two jurisdictions, if they're really going to find some way to cooperate, they're really going to need to be talking about each other's interests. And in this case, and in the water case, there is just really against all city interests to cooperate, so to speak, by just buying into the county's plan. And let's face it, Alamar County would not be here if not for the city of Charlottesville. And lots of people like to talk about how we're one community, but quite frankly, we have different water rates, we have different tax rates, we have very different services and very different needs. And while it's a really nice idea, and as much as we can, I'm all for cooperation, we have to face the fact that we have very different fiscal responsibilities.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. It's 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. We got a couple of minutes left here if you want to join the conversation. 977-1070. We're talking about a letter written by Ann Malik to the DEQ. The DEQ offered to come to town and facilitate some type of resolution of our water debate between the county and the city. And the county, as of today, the letter being officially released here, and the county is basically saying, no way. Here's another quote. It says, it would be disingenuous for the county to agree to a DEQ-facilitated joint public meeting, the mere organization of which would suggest to you and to the public that there is room for compromise of the approved and permitted water supply plan. There is none. The better course, we believe, is to continue our efforts to persuade the present city council to reaffirm the commitment to the approved water supply plan. So basically, we're not going to compromise anymore. We're just going to step up our propaganda and our pressure.
It's like building their half of the Meadow Creek Parkway. Let's face it. It's a bully move. And it's, you know, it seems to be the way the county has now chosen to deal with the city. And I truly hope the city will stand up for its constituents' rights.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith, and I do believe we have one caller. Channing, just put him on through. One caller standing by. We'll go to him really quick here before we have to break for local news. Caller, what's your first name?
Hey, this is Steve.
Steve, go right ahead real quick, buddy.
Hey, real quick. I'm sorry you got that backwards, that Albemarle wouldn't be here without Charlottesville. You might remember the university and Monticello are in the county, not the city. And you know, we both do need to work together. It is one community. So, anyway, that's my quick point.
Thank you. I think you meant in terms of people moving to town.
Right. Right.
They don't necessarily move here
exactly, because
they fell in love with Barracks Road. They walked on the downtown mall, and I think that's what
right,
you're getting.
Right, right. I mean, the role that the city plays for the quality of life in Albemarle County is huge. And I do believe in many ways we are one community, but we have to recognize what the fiscal impact is on these decisions.
Dee Dee, thanks for being here. I'm sure we'll continue this conversation.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.